We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward. Still fog, mist, 34 degrees here at 7:30 on a Thursday morning. Wichita road crews have been busy treating area streets due to another round of winter weather possibly coming our way. Area law enforcement also monitoring the roadways. Wichita Public Works Director Alan King tells KSN News their trucks are doing what they can.
We'll be deploying all 60 trucks, and we'll be monitoring the weather conditions, the roads. And if we should get bad conditions, we'll have the 60 trucks out ready to lay down sand and salt to try to help with the freezing conditions.
Sedgwick County Sheriff Sergeant Justin Maxfield says drivers should be aware of the wintry conditions.
We'll expect to see an increase in traffic collisions, slide-offs.
Sergeant Maxfield advised drivers, just take it slow, use the proper lights. Members of the Andover Public Library Board are considering a request to move children's books that include transgender characters out of the kids section.
Andover resident Marcy Lavin requested that the books be moved to the adult section of the library, or at least to the young adult section. About 55 people, both supporting and opposing the changes, met to talk about the issue. The Wichita Eagle reports that Laffin's written request said that the books were, quote, part of a sexual revolution agenda and indoctrination of children. Laffin cited the books George, Lillian Duncan, and I Am Jazz, which all have transgender characters. Library board members will meet February 13th to decide where each of the books will be shelved. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Another caravan of migrants making its way through Guatemala now. Fox's Steve Harrigan has been traveling with them.
We're seeing mainly small groups of 5 to 10 people. Some of them meet along the way on the caravan. The young man is carrying a 1-year-old boy. That's the mother behind him. He met her on the caravan. They've been walking since 8 o'clock this morning, and they have another 70 miles to go. They said people have been feeding them along the route.
President Trump has said the caravans are just one reason why the United States needs a border wall. Border agents say a group of migrants who crossed into a remote area of New Mexico are a part of the continuing smuggling trend.
The Border Patrol says they apprehended a group of 247 people after they made what border officials called a treacherous crossing. The group turned themselves in at Antelope Wells. Agents say most of them are from Central America, with children among them, both in families and unaccompanied minors. Many quickly told the agents they were in need of medical care. In a statement, though, the Border Patrol says since the start of the fiscal year, which is October 1, criminal organizations have trafficked in 24 groups of at least 100 people or more in that same area. This is also the same area where that 7-year-old girl, Jacqueline Call, came through with her father before she died hours later. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Low clouds and patchy dense fog will stay around for a while today with a clearing sky possible this afternoon. We should get to 48 for the high. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, our low 36. Then here comes our next storm beginning as rain tomorrow. It's going to be windy and near 50. A transition to snow with gusty north winds, but snow totals look like they will stay under an inch with snow ending early on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have fog, mist, 34 degrees, north wind at 12 miles per hour. We have been pegged at 34 degrees for about the past 3 or 4 hours. Hasn't gone up or down. 34 degrees. 7:34 now, Stephen Ted, on this January 17th, on this date in 1961, President Eisenhower delivered his farewell address in which he warned against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. And there's a man who ought to know. There's something to be at least concerned about there. He spent his entire, most of his adult life as a military officer and a big, powerful military officer, and then was a 2-term president of the United States. And he's from Kansas.
Certainly had his pulse on the world stage.
Our airport is named after him, and one of my heroes, personal heroes. A lot of people. Dwight Eisenhower. He's also the driving force behind our interstate highway system. Yep. You know, that's something to be proud of.
That's
right
pretty,
there.
Yeah, when you think about the fact that that didn't exist 60 years ago.
You know, before the before World War II, when he and a guy named Patton were trying to figure out how tanks should work,
mm-hmm.
they did maneuvers and they had to go on these roads and it's this military equipment. And it was terrible trying to get from one place to the
yep.
other. And I thought, man, we need a highway system. And then, of course, you got over there in Germany and saw what they had and Europe and said, well, that's what we need here. Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Even though most of the time.
An ambitious project for a country as big as ours, but got it done.
Say, look at the I-35 sometimes, always something under construction, but that's all right. We can get there. Well, I know how much you like chocolate, Ted. It was enough chocolate to even make a chocolate lover sick. Authorities in northern Arizona had their hands full trying to clean up a huge chocolate spill.
Mm.
A huge, hot, messy chocolate spill. Happened when a tank truck was trying to make its way along the westbound lanes of I-40 near Flagstaff. Somehow the trailer got detached from the truck, collided, it rolled over, spilling a river of chocolate.
Mm. How does this story make me feel? Hungry.
It was so runny. Well, turns out the chocolate inside was stored at 120 degrees.
Oh, warm chocolate.
Yeah. Cleanup crews had to pour most of the 40,000 gallons of chocolate off into the highway median
to
lighten the damaged tanker so it could be towed away. There were no injuries reported. Surprised there weren't tons of people running out there just wanting to dip their fingers in it.
Right.
And eat chocolate.
Yeah, everybody becomes Augustus Gloop at that point.
I'm a big chocolate fan. What's your favorite candy bar? Just in passing, what's your favorite candy bar, Ted?
Wow, that's a challenge. I guess right off the top of my head, I'll say like a Crackle or Nestle Crunch.
I like Crackle.
Yeah, those are
tasty. Crackle Crunch.
Mr. Good Bar.
Oh,
classic.
Wow.
Yep.
We're agreeing on this.
Mm-hmm.
Kit Kat.
Ooh, that's tasty.
Kit Kat. Can't beat Kit Kat. We were one of the stories we had this morning. We're talking about Fox News talking about the fact that physicians in this country are undergoing some real stressful times.
Boy, that makes me disheartened to hear that.
Yeah, and the one of the big reasons is they've got so much paperwork to do now that it's bogging them down.
And when I hear that, that makes me even angrier.
And I heard
because in an ideal world, those physicians would be able to donate 100% of their mental and physical abilities to healing the patient instead of doing crap paperwork.
Well, my physician brings with, two of my physicians, I got two, they bring with them into the examination room a laptop.
Right.
And they bring, you know, my history up there and they're asking me questions and filling it out. I know that saves my doctor, my primary physician, I know that saves him a lot of time. At the end of the day, he doesn't have to go back to his office and, you know, and just write down everything. But he's got to do paperwork. I think my wife was talking to a doctor who's leaving the practice who said, I just can't keep up with the paperwork. I've got another 8-9 hours of work after I quit through working to keep it over the pay. Well, can somebody do something about that? Can somebody do something about that? I mean, obviously it's part of our new health care system. But, you know, you get in the way of people actually practicing their craft. Although I think, keeping records on an individual is a good idea.
I know, that part needs to be done.
But it seems like the doctors are saying this is just too much.
But the overburdening in some areas has got to be just crushing on these people.
Yeah, remember that.
Maybe there's an industry of, maybe there's a new wing of medicine. There's somebody that just devotes themselves to that.
Well, it could be. Maybe our physician.
Just dealing with the bureaucracy and the paperwork and all that.
Get together and figure out ways to get around this. Doctors are usually pretty smart people. I'll say that right now. I think what I've had, of course, we all have experience with our physicians. I've had some recent goings on with the physicians and the nurses and whatnot. I got to tell you something. Here in Wichita, I don't know about other places, but here in Wichita, when I go into a place and it's a strange situation and maybe a little stressful and whatnot, the doctors and nurses I run into invariably do their best to put me at ease. I mean, the bedside manner that the physicians I know. They're really good at it. They've, they know that's where they're the most important thing is to make sure that patient is comfortable with what's going on. You don't go to much to the doctor though, like I do. I like to go whenever I can. You know,
No, but it's all part of the process. So you'd like to, when you do have to face that those inevitabilities and you're up against the chips and you need someone's help, you hope that those folks are coming through for you.
Well, I have a good friend, a high school classmate, who is an orthopedic surgeon. And he spent about, I think he says, 5 years at Mayo Clinic, which is pretty well known for excellence in medicine. And Bill told me, he said, the one thing they emphasize is bedside manner. I mean, even more than research and everything, is they try to teach these physicians how to treat patients, how to treat people. That's incredible.
Did you see the Ken Burns documentary on the Mayo?
No, I did
clinic?
Not.
Oh, my
He's got
gosh.
One on the Mayo?
Gosh, that was fascinating.
Ken Burns got a documentary on everything, and I'm not seeing him, so I better get myself in gear and do that, huh?
Yeah, that was on just in the last few months.
All right. Well, if you physicians need some help, Ted and I will come over and take notes while you're doing the examination. No, we can't help you, but just know that we're sympathetic to what's going on there.
Yeah, I hope a way can be found to alleviate some of that, because that's not good to hear.
All right, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, as we used to call him, Dr. Bill Roy.
Mm-hmm.
That was his air name at one time. A new venture for Koch Industries. Bill's got that coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.